Wahoo Week presented by University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center. And it's great to have sitting here in the media room joining us here on Wahoo Week, Indians bench coach Brad Mills. Brad, good to see you again.
Tim, thanks. It's nice to be here.
Doesn't it seem like we just did this yesterday?
It did, man. It goes quickly. There's no doubt.
No doubt. And coming off a great season in 2013, a 92-win season, a trip to the playoffs. Do you kind of just wipe that out now and say, okay, last year's behind us, we start with a clean slate, or do you build on that and say, okay, here's what we accomplished, now let's take it a step further?
Well, it's a kind of a combination. It is a clean slate, and everybody knows that, but we want to build on that confidence these guys were able to put together last year, and so far this spring they have. Everybody's bonding really well and coming together, so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a fun experience.
I'm sure coming into spring training, this is now new as compared to last year because you have that year under your belt. Talk about the differences between coming in with a season with this team and a lot of the guys compared to starting brand new.
Well, I think when Terry comes in and kind of a new staff come in next year, there's always some questions and doubt in the players' minds exactly, you know, what do we want to do? What does Terry expect? What did the staff expect? And I think those expectations were met a little bit last year, and I think that they know moving forward what we have in mind and what we want to try to get accomplished.
Talking with Indians bench coach Brad Mills as he joins us here on our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, the familiarity with the guys. How nice is that now as you come into spring training year two in this regime, just knowing what these guys can do and having watched them for a season of baseball?
Yeah, it is. It is nice, and we want to try to build on some of the successes some of them had. We want to try to keep some of them at the level that they played at last year, and then we want to raise the level of some others. So it's a kind of we're doing those things as we go through our days here in spring training and try to have that be our focus.
Brad, we were talking to Jim Rosenhaus a few minutes ago, and you talked about level of play. And it was interesting. Rosie brought up the point that there really wasn't a guy last year or a player or two that had that big, huge career year. There's still plenty of room for growth with some of these guys, especially the younger guys.
You know, with the talent that we have here, you go around the field and look at these guys, and you're exactly right. You see the talent, and there's still that, some spot and some gap between what they were able to accomplish and what they can accomplish. And I think we're trying to put that forward and move forward in that direction, and they've done a good job.
Craig Bruce, Indians bench coach Brad Mills with us here in Goodyear. Fire away.
Brad, it's kind of obvious, first base coach, you see him out there, same with the third base coach. For people who may not know, what does a bench coach do during the game?
Well, Craig, you know, during a ball game, you know, different managers have different expectations, and they ask for different things. I think when Terry does is you know, I'll be standing right next to Terry for just about the whole game, and we'll be talking throughout the whole game. That's what Terry kind of likes, I think, and what I enjoy is we talk about the game, talk about players, who got what in the second and third inning. We're talking about guys we might be facing pitchers wise and, you know, in the seventh, eighth, and ninth, and exactly who's we need to have ready and so forth. So we're talking about guys, and then this year with that replay system, there's a new angle and new things that we're going to have to learn ourselves.
How
that's
is that
interesting? Yeah, go ahead. Well, I was just going to follow up too, Craig. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask about that replay system. What is actually going to happen this season?
Well, you know, with the replay that Major League Baseball is putting in place, it's going to enable a manager to challenge a play or so forth and so on. And we're just still kind of learning the basics of it and how we're going to work it. We've hired a replay guy with the organization. He's going to be with us next week, and we're going to try to work through those things and see how we're at.
It's interesting, Brad, because, you know, when people watch the NFL, the head coach has that headset on, and there's somebody obviously up in the booth saying, throw the red flag, throw the red flag. Yeah. How will it work in baseball? You're going to have a guy upstairs going, hey, Tito, or hey, Brad, you may want to get out there and challenge this one.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be up in the press box. He'll be back in the clubhouse and Major League Baseball has put together a pretty good program that is going to enable him to look at a TV screen that is split up with all the cameras and all the angles and let him take a look at it, and then he's going to let us know what he thinks.
That's interesting. That really is. Hey, real quick, before we let you go, you and Terry seem to have a great chemistry. I remember talking to you last year about the friendship and the camaraderie, and yet every baseball mind is a little bit different. They talk about managers who manage by the book, some who don't manage by the book. I've never really seen the book, Brad. I'm not sure what that is. But are you and Terry always pretty much on the same path, or sometimes does he look for a different opinion from you?
Well, I think he looks for an honest opinion from me, and I think that we've been around each other enough that he knows that he's going to get that, and I think that's what he wants. Just because he doesn't do what I think, that doesn't mean that he's not listening or anything else. But I think just that honest opinion is something that as we move forward that he understands, and he's used to knowing exactly where that opinion is coming from and the reason I'm giving that opinion.
Have you ever seen the book? When they say he manages by the book.
Well, I've seen a couple titles of books called themselves the book, but whether that works or not, we don't know.
There you go. Hey, great to have you on WEUL again.
You bet. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Brad Mills, thanks, Indians bench coach, joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as our Wahoo Week coverage continues. And, of course, all week long when we sit down and chat with people here at the Indians facility in Goodyear, those interviews are courtesy of Ray Gittich, Heating and Air Conditioning, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain. Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, presented by University Hospital's Elyria Medical Center, will continue all morning on AM 930 WEOL.